Okay. Everybody hear me? Awesome. Well, it's here. All right. So a couple years ago, I shared my testimony here. And if any of you guys were here, so I shared my testimony. And I will say it's pretty similar to a lot of Christians. I got a couple notes here. I'm just going to read off of that, and I'm just going to go from there. So I said earlier about how I shared my testimony. The day that I did, Roxanne's sister was here, and she prayed that God would get me and her together. And, you know, like later on, we got married. So I just want you guys to know, I know she wasn't the only one praying that. So just before anybody gets any ideas about like praying for us to have children or anything, like let's just keep that down. We are committed to praying for patience for each one of you, if you do. Thought I'd say that real quick. Okay, so now to the testimony. So I grew up in church. I knew to give my life to the Lord at a young age, but it didn't become real to me until my late teen years. Through wrestling with sin in my life and finally hitting rock bottom, Jesus led me to the cross. He showed me my absolute necessity for him, that left to myself, I am hopelessly lost. I laid my life down and in faith accepted his gift of salvation. And since then, my life has looked entirely different than I could have imagined. For starters, Roxanne and I got married in August of 2017. Let me just say how much I appreciate the encouragement we have gotten from you all. From marriage counseling to other tidbits of random marriage advice we've received from this body, we appreciate your support. One of the first things we learned was that often when we have disagreements, it's more of a spiritual battle than physical. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." When we view conflict through this lens, it gives us encouragement to fight for each other instead of against. And it's so rewarding to battle together. I can speak for both of us when I say we've learned a lot about patience, humility, and forgiveness. Our marriage is not perfect. We have times of difficulty, disagreement, and are obviously still amateurs. But because of the gospel, we can still thrive and repent when we do make mistakes. God has been faithful to show me my need for deep dependence on him. I have good days and bad days. It's on my worst days that I see how much I need him. On good days, I trust and believe God is who he says he is. I understand that I am in Christ, and therefore I'm a new creation. God continues to show me more of what this means. This winter, while studying the Word, I came across 1 John 2:2. "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Propitiation means that Christ appeased God's wrath by being punished for our sins. The realization that Christ didn't just take away my sins, he received the wrath of God that should have been mine, has impacted me like never before. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." God has helped me to understand faith in a deeper way. Faith is believing in who he is, even when he doesn't seem to be working on my behalf. Understanding and trusting his character, especially in hard moments, is vital to our faith. Hebrews 11:1-3 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." In the past year, there have been several situations that have caused me to question things I thought I believed. I have been, and I'm still wrestling with those things. But I trust God will be faithful to show me the truth. My foundation is secure in Christ, and I don't ever want to lose sight of the simplicity of the gospel. By God's grace, I won't forget what he has done for me. Colossians 1:22-23 says, "And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister." I just want to encourage you guys, don't lose sight of the cross. If you do, repent and cry out to God. Ask Him to open your eyes, to see your need for Him and to draw you to Himself. I have a scripture passage I also like to read and just let the word speak for itself. Colossians 3:1-17. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things the wrath is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And that's all I have.